Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
So, Mike.
So, Jenny.
Do you save for your retirement?
Not too much. I should save more, I guess.
Yeah, I think.
But I'm never going to retire. Are you kidding me? I will die sitting in this chair right here working on your podcast.
You know, I think a lot of people, when they think retirement, they think of just some superfluous day and time and amount out there. And, you know, some people systematically will save and others will just hope for the best. But when it comes to future healthcare, I think a lot of times people will say, well, you know, Medicare will just pay for it when I'm older, or, you know, my retirement, my savings will pay for it. Well, I'm here to tell you that according to NBC News, retired people will need about $220,000 for medical expenses.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, this is for a couple. Retired couples will need $220,000 for medical expenses. But if you actually read the article, that's not just for like an all end of life stuff. That doesn't include treating chronic diseases like cancer or heart disease,
right,
or a nursing home.
You get really sick.
Or a nursing home. This is just for your care. That's how much the average 65-year-old couple will spend on medical expenses through their retirement, assuming they live to age 85. And this is Fidelity Investments did this. And it says if you set your sights on retiring earlier, at 55, you will spend $744,800 on out-of-pocket health costs if both the couple, if they both live to age 85. That was according to a separate study that was put out by the Society of Actuaries.
Wow, that's scary. That's $750,000 there.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you have chronic disease or cancer or heart disease, it says that people with those conditions spend about twice what the average age population does.
Wow.
Twice.
So I'm going to save some money and go running after the podcast. How's that?
Yeah. And yeah. Nursing home stuff is typically not covered by Medicare.
Right.
So if you plan to live in a nursing home, you add way more, especially because the average person planning for retirement assumes they have to save about $50,000 just for normal healthcare costs. It's actually about at least four times that for a couple.
My gosh.
Yeah. And you know, and that they mentioned doesn't take into account the potential rise of cost of healthcare, which, you know, 20 yeah. years ago, healthcare was definitely a lower cost than it is now. So it can be any higher. So I find all of this interesting because in a separate study that I recently read, here we go. It was the 2012 Systemic Review found that people who get chiropractic care, just in general for healthcare, will pay less than going to a medical doctor. And then there was a study in 2007 that compared the costs of a patient under the direction of a chiropractor as functionally their primary care physician versus a medical doctor. So you go to chiropractic care, you're like, okay, I'm always just going to come to you first, you know, just tell you what's going on versus I'm always going to your primary. And there was a 7-year period, they studied this, people who utilize chiropractic as primary form of healthcare, hospital admission costs were decreased by over 60%.
Wow.
Cost of days spent in the hospital were decreased by 59%. So I did the math and I said, okay, so from age 65, from age 65 to 85, if a couple, at least in our office, if a couple were to get a once a week wellness adjustment for 20 years, and let's say we even decided to take inflation into account, they would be spending less than $60,000 total, utilizing chiropractic care as their main form of healthcare.
I like that.
Isn't that interesting? So is that possible? Like, could you really get adjusted and expect to never take a medication?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe
not.
From
what I've heard from you guys.
From what we've read, though, the chance of being in the hospital, the chance of staying there longer, it goes down. So I let's delve into why this actually might be the case. Like, what about chiropractic care could make you go to the hospital less?
Yeah.
Well, we can start off with an interesting article that I just recently read. This was in Natural News. It was called Reverse Aging with Chiropractic Care. And they say in the article, scientists estimate that each of our cells must withstand around 10,000 individual assaults from reactive oxygen species of free radicals. And it's amazing because the body has a system of self-healing that withstands the onslaught and rebuilds what's been damaged. Chiropractic care has been shown to be a powerful method of stabilizing and enhancing this self-healing ability. So basically what that means is we have this natural tendency to break down as we age due to our environment.
Right.
And that chiropractic actually has been shown to help the body rebuild and rebuild faster. So there's this whole concept of if we break down faster than we're repairing, then we're building a sicker body,
right?
Or we're aging.
That makes sense.
If we're able to be repairing faster, or at least at the depth that we're breaking down, then we're actually building a healthier body, which is why maybe sometimes you'll see someone at age 50 and then all of a sudden they get their act together and start living better. And by 60, they look younger. You ever seen that?
I've seen that.
It's pretty phenomenal.
So if I work a little bit harder, I can look 20, you think?
Ooh, maybe.
Shoot for the moon, Mike. Okay. All the way.
I'm gonna.
Maybe you'll even grow some hair back.
Wow. I look funny with hair, though.
As your chiropractor, I'm not going to tell you that chiropractic care will make your hair grow back.
You know I would be there every day, Jenny.
I don't know. I think you're pretty handsome bald.
Thanks.
I agree. Yes.
I think your wife prefers you bald, don't
she
you think?
Does, yeah.
She, yeah, and that's what matters most is Elizabeth. So
that's true.
There we go.
Then you.
Well, I hope so. Okay, so the article goes on to talk about how our brain is fed through movement information. Basically, like movement. When we move our body, it brings signals and chemicals back to the brain that feeds the brain, just like food feeds ourselves. So movement is brain food, basically. And that our skin, joint, muscle receptors, all of it, that's called proprioception. And the brain depends on enough of this proprioception to function well. So when we have physical nerve stress, whether we just are twisting ourselves out of alignment from falls and accidents, or what's from macro traumas, or meaning big type traumas, or we have micro traumas, like just bad posture, something we do very repetitively, poor sleeping
every
habits,
day,
sitting
yeah.
at a computer, right? Over time, we can have lack of motion in our spine. And what that does is it causes a deficiency in that healthy connection between the brain and the body, the signals, and an increased release of the stress hormone called cortisol. And that really just disrupts the body's ability to heal. So what happens with chiropractic adjustments, and there was this landmark study done in 2005 in the Journal of Vertebral Subluxation Research, we can actually reduce the oxidative stress and the damage that's occurred from the free radicals by getting adjusted on a regular basis.
So it's really good for you, basically.
Yeah, you can literally help slow down the aging process,
right,
literally.
Right.
We see arthritis in the spine. That's literally happened because the body's having to compensate for lack of motion. We can see that stop. I've even had cases where it's reversed in patients. We find Dr. Christopher Kent explained, oxidative stress, metabolically generating free radicals, is now a broadly accepted theory of how we age and develop disease. He said, going through life, we experience physical, chemical, and emotional stress. These stresses affect the function of the nervous system. We hypothesize that these disturbances in nerve function could affect oxidative stress and DNA repair on a cellular level. And he concluded that chiropractic care appears to improve the ability of the body to adapt to stress.
And we all have that.
And we all have that. You know, so someone comes into our office. So let's say someone comes in with back pain from gardening, right? They spend, let's say, I don't know, even $100 to get examined. They spend, say, $50 on average office for an adjustment. That's $150. They come back, I don't know, 2-3 times a week for a while to let their body heal. They decide that, you know what, chiropractic really makes a difference in my life. I found that my whole body is functioning better. I should probably do this on a regular basis. They start getting adjusted once a week. Over the course of, say, a year, they might spend, I don't know, maybe $2,000 for chiropractic care on a wellness level. Now, let's say the same person is gardening and hurts their back, and they go to their primary care physician, a medical doctor, and the first thing that they're given is a medication. So they've racked up maybe up to $300 for an office visit. They've gone to the pharmacy. They spent another $50 on a prescription. They take the prescription. When this prescription is up, they still have pain, or they're addicted to the medication. They go right, get more. Exactly. And 6 months later, they've, you know, maybe spent $500-$800 total now in doctor visits and medication.
Not any healthier.
Then they go to physical therapy, which, you know, maybe there's some great benefit with physical therapy, but it's not quite addressing the subluxation in their spine. And then they can go get some steroid injections. And, you know, we finally see them 18 months later, and they've already racked up $5,000 at least and doctor's bills, and they are no healthier.
Exactly.
Right? And I'm not saying this is going to happen that way in every case, but we certainly, would you agree, Dr. Christina, we see that a lot.
I see people that should have been referred to us from day one of when they started having issues, whether it be back pain or some kind of obvious neurological issue, or if they had come to us first, they would have saved not only lots of money, but a lot of time and damage to their body, because every day that goes by where you're trying to live this life with a maladaptive body because it's just not in a state where it can heal, that's taking away from the quality of life of a person, and that stress compounds. So if you got to us within a week, great. If it took you 3 months, 6 months, 5 years of just having pills thrown at you and not getting, you know, anywhere with a diagnosis, they're a mess. They're a mess when
they get
to us.
Well, and even if a lot of the work that they've done made sense, if there was a component of spinal subluxation not addressed, a lot of the work they're trying to do didn't help. So, for example, oftentimes people will get physical therapy or massage concurrently with their care when they're trying to heal, and it's very appropriate, very good care, and they get well faster. But oftentimes if they're not getting spinal health addressed, the other things that they're doing just aren't going to work nearly as well. We see that often.
Sure, yeah.
When we come back, I want to just very briefly finish up by talking about how chiropractic affects the brain-body connection, the science behind it, and a really cool study that just came out that talked about how chiropractic improves creative thinking.
You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So we're back and we're talking about basically the cost of healthcare and how chiropractic can play into that. And I think what happens is people will often see chiropractic as on the level of a spa. Like, well, if I had extra money, that's something I would do.
Right.
And sometimes what's overlooked is fundamentally how life can be improved. And when we're talking about the elderly population, for example, it seems like we've had a streak lately, Dr. Christina, I'm sure you can relate, of older people who've come in. And something I hear often is one concern I have, Doc, is that I keep falling. They're basically imbalanced because their spine has gotten so unhealthy that they're putting literally sometimes as much as 15 to 20 pounds more weight on one side or one leg because the spine has a curvature or a shift. And one goal we help with that patient is stability.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon to see someone come in with 56% of their weight to one side of their body. That's pretty extreme.
Like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Wii Fit could confirm that. I hear a lot of people say, my Wii Fit showed that, and that's severe. That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I remember learning it over and over again in chiropractic school, how dangerous falls are for the elderly. They fall. Sometimes they're fatal. Because now they've fractured something, you can get an embolism from that. So falling for the elderly population is a real threat to their health and to their longevity, because it can kill them if no one can get to them and help them.
It seems to trigger other health issues too, if you know, because obviously they can't move after that. Right. So it
goes back to what Jenny was just talking about with brain food.
It's incredible how often people will come in with walkers or canes that end up giving them up once they get more stability in their spine and more balance in their spine.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And you think about the healthcare costs of that. Oftentimes with chiropractic, it's you're saving the money in the things that don't happen because of your chiropractic care. The illnesses that don't happen, the falls that don't happen. And I find that, you know, in general, maybe that's why that study showed such a decreased cost. When chiropractic's in your life overall, you save money. I mean, I've had people say over and over again, wow, I don't, just not having to buy the medications this past year, I noticed my healthcare costs went down $1,200 not having to buy any medication. That's significant.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It matters with the younger population too, because when you're talking about proprioception, we think about all our kids that play sports. The awareness of where your body is matters when you're trying to play, especially a contact sport.
Football or hockey or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can move quickly, your reflexes are heightened. You have the ability to sense that, you know, you need to go into a certain direction to protect yourself.
Get out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's going to save on healthcare costs for kids.
I have a study right in front of me, actually. This is from the Cervical Spine Manipulation Alters Sensio-Motor Integration Study. This was published in Clinical Neurophysiology in 2007. It was by Taylor and Murphy. And this research performed by them demonstrated that chiropractic adjustments enhanced sensio-motor integration, the body's ability to sense where it is in space and effectively coordinate complex movement patterns. It goes on to say this improves function in both the brain and the body, improves spatial intelligence, translates into better physical and mental balance, coordination, and mobility. Chiropractic adjustments make you think and move with better speed, skill, and finesse. That's from the article.
Do a lot of sports teams have chiropractic?
Most professional teams, if not all at this point.
Yeah, I think every professional sports team has a chiropractor.
You guys should go work for the Patriots or something.
Yeah.
That way I can get free tickets.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, okay.
Oh, I'm surrounded by football enough. I don't need to. And I'd rather not be.
We like the little kids.
Yeah. Oh,
although I do enjoy working with athletes, because they can tell a change, like just even a small change in their ability to function it translates to a change in their functional performance. And you can read, you know, on Facebook, just Lance Armstrong and
Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan. There was that football player
attributing their success to their chiropractor.
Did a whole commercial about chiropractic.
Oh, really?
His name excuses me now, but
tell we're not big sports people. However, I am a very creative individual, and I'm really excited about this article. It's on Natural News again from November of 2011. Chiropractic improves creative thinking, and they refer to this study. It's really cool, Mike. If somebody said to you, here's a newspaper, tell me all of the different ways you could use this newspaper. I'm going to give you 10 minutes. What are all the things you could use it for? You know, what's like, you might say, well, I could read it.
I could wrap a present with
Disciplining
it.
Disciplining Mike.
I could put my fish and chips in it.
I could put it down in case my dog goes to the bathroom.
Kill a spider.
I could start a fire with it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A campfire.
Yes.
Sure.
So this is called an alternative uses test. You can actually sit down and take a test where for 10 minutes you have to basically tell other ways you could use common household items.
And that's being creative, really. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it does. It measures your creative abilities when you take the test. And so this test was given to a group of people, and then they received a chiropractic adjustment. And then they retook the test.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, let's do that.
Who would even think to do that test?
And the summary, the study indicates that a majority of individuals had improvement in their real-world creative tasks for 2 to 8 days post-adjustment. So not only did they take the test right afterwards, they did the test later, and they wanted to see how it affected them long-term. And the author says, with the profound implications that the results suggest, it seems appropriate to allocate substantial research dollars to look more in depth at the ability of chiropractic adjustments improve creative thinking. And this is what I love about this is I've heard that clinically for years, for years. So right immediately post-adjustment, you'll hear someone say, oh, I feel like the clouds just parted. Like I just feel clear. Like my brain just feels clear again. I've noticed personally, I get adjusted and like, boom, I can go right back to what I'm doing, whether it's paying bills or doing some paperwork or organizing. And I feel more clear. And then I've had patients obviously tell me, wow, since I've been getting adjustment, I feel like I'm just better at work. I feel like I'm more creative. I feel like I can think more clearly.
I know that's huge. I know I'm definitely more comfortable at work after I get adjusted, you know.
Awesome.
Because the position I'm in, you know.
We should leave a stack of cards for you to hand out to your musicians.
I know. Yeah.
Say, oh, you want to hit record?
Go get adjusted.
That's right.
Because I'm sure that
we make stars at SCC.
There's a new catchphrase.
That's awesome. Rock stars.
That's right.
We do.
Rock stars. So, you know, if you've been listening and you think, oh, well, chiropractic's always been so great for my neck pain, I hope that you can hear how not only from saving money throughout your life, less hospitalization, better brain-body connection, more creative thinking, it's a better way to live.
It's all win-win.
That's right. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.